It's no secret my silent love affair with Dr. Wayne Dyer. I met this wonderful, inspirational man, sadly after he had died, or as Wayne would say, passed through onto another being. I regularly see him and speak to him, to be really honest with you, every day. And probably spend as much time with him as I do my brothers. Crazy, huh? We often joke that he's probably lucky that I can't stalk him on this side, because I'm sure had I known of his existence prior to his passing, I would have been at every seminar. I would have been a stalker for sure. He would have had to probably serve me with a restraining order, which I do find quite funny. So I choose to stalk him from this side. It seems to work quite well for the both of us, to be honest. But I came across a lovely piece the other day on Pinterest, and it was 20 Wayne Dyer quotes to live by. And I just simply had to share them with you. I probably live my life with most of them and find them incredibly inspirational when we're going through some of the darkest times in our life. Number one, whenever you dance, your purpose is not to get to a certain place on the dance floor. It's to enjoy each step along the way. How fabulous is that? Number two, I believe if you change the way you look at things, the things you look at will change. I believe if you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. Magnificent. Number three. When you judge another, you do not define them, you define yourself. And that's one that always has resonated with me. So many people judge me, primarily because of the job I choose to do, or rather it chose me to do. But they're not angry with me. They're merely angry with themselves. So be careful who you judge. What is it saying about yourself? Number four. Abundance is not something we acquire. It is something we tune into. Very true. Number five. How people treat you is their karma. How you react is yours. How you react is yours. Remember that one. Number six, conflict cannot survive without your participation. How amazing is that? Conflict cannot survive without your participation. If somebody is being argumentative with you and you decide to be argumentative back, the conflict is then surviving because your participation in it deems it so. But if you merely walk away, and as Wayne used to tell me, just admit, of course, they're right, immediately, the fire is put out, defueled. Number seven. Upon wakening, let the words thank you flow from your lips. For this will remind you to begin your day with gratitude and compassion. Just a mere thank you before anything else. Number eight. You cannot be lonely if you like the person that you're alone with. How many of you listening to this now are not happy with themselves? How sad is that? You'll never be lonely if you're happy with who you are. I actually like myself and my space. Number nine. Anything you really want, you can attain if you really go after it. Sometimes we just put far too many obstacles in our way, don't we? And of course, if there's an obstacle in our way, we'll believe that it's an obstacle and therefore that's all we'll see. Anything that you really want, you can attain if you really go after it. Number 10. Stop acting as if life is a rehearsal. Live this day as if it were your last. The past is over and gone, and the future is never guaranteed. So live in this moment, live in this day, and enjoy every single second of it. Number 11. You're never stuck where you are unless you decide to be. How profound is that? You are not stuck where you are unless you decide to be. It is us that decides where we want to be, and if we decide to move forward, we can. Unless, of course, we're going up the way and we're putting obstacles in our way. Take away your obstacles today and get yourself unstuck. Number 12. Be miserable or motivate yourself. Whatever has to be done, it's always your choice. The choice is always, always yours. Nobody else has that power but you. You decide. Number 13. If you believe it will work out, you'll see opportunities. If you believe it won't, then you'll see obstacles. See, there's a pattern here. You can thank me later. If you believe it will work out, you'll see opportunities. If you believe it won't, you will see obstacles. How many of you are seeing obstacles right now? Because you have that constant core belief, that habitual way of thinking that it won't work out, didn't work out last time, it's never going to work out again. And then all you'll see is the obstacles. Instead of turning around and saying, of course it'll work out. I've got this. Why would it not work out? Much better to say. Number 14. The highest form of ignorance is when you reject something you don't know anything about. Now, I find this daily occurrence in my life where people reject what I do because they don't understand it. I don't believe in that rubbish. But if they only knew what was out there, perhaps the ignorance. Ignorance is bliss, they say, don't they? It's like somebody saying they don't like a food when they've never tried it. I hate that. Although, to be fair, I've never tried oysters. I just know I won't like them. The highest form of ignorance is when you reject something you don't know anything about. 15. Miracles come in moments. Be ready and willing to have yours. Miracles come in moments. 16. Love is cooperation rather than competition. How simple is that? You have to share love to gain love back. It isn't a competition who loves the most. 17. It's never crowded along the extra mile. And do you know why? Because not a lot of people decide to go the extra mile. They decide to stop when the going gets tough. If you go that extra mile, you'll find it really easy. 18. Doing what you love is the cornerstone of having abundance in your life. I've learnt this. I've learnt that enjoying what I do on a daily basis, enjoying my work, enjoying life, enjoying making other people's lives feel better, it brings me abundance, certainly not financially, but it brings me abundance in other ways, in gratitude, in love, in respect. Abundance can be measured in many, many things, and it's not always money. 19. Practice being the kind of person you wish to attract. Now, that's one of my favourites. Thank you, Wayne. Practice being the kind of person if you wish to attract. I just need to add another little favourite saying of his in there, which kind of sums that up quite well. He once said that if you squeeze oranges, orange juice will come out. So if you're a horrible, moaning, miserable person and you squeeze that, that's all that's going to come out. If you put that out to the universe, that's all that's going to come back. So if you want to attract oranges and you squeeze oranges, you'll only get more orange juice. You won't get apple juice. So be who you want to be and who you want to surround yourself with, and you'll get more of that person. Be happy, you'll get happy. 20. This is an affirmation for today, and I want you all to say this as loud as you can. I feel passionately about my life, and this passion fills me with excitement and energy. I feel passionately about my life, and this passion fills me with excitement and energy. Listen to this again and again and again until these 20 wonderful sayings sit in your wonderful head and you can finally aspire to be the who you would like to be. Courtesy of my very good friend, Dr. Wayne W. Dyer.